Okay, well, we're going to get on. We're going to stop that business there with George Gordon talking about the Mark of the Beast. Yeah, kind of a lot of old technologies talking about their old stuff, but still valid. We're going to get on with Straightway Truth. And we're going to have a round table discussion, preaching, good old time here pretty quick. And this will be the program for December 10th, 2006. And we already have a couple brothers on the line. Brother Dal will be joining us soon, I hear. And I'm going to bring up Brother Becker. Brother Becker, are you there?
Yes, sir. Bless you.
All right. We're on with you. And then I got a Brother Rich here on the other line. How about you, Brother Rich? Are you there?
Praise the Lord, Brother Pilgrim.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. Well, we're doing good. We got you both here. I'm here. We got one more line. I don't know if Brother Dal's going to use that or what. But anyway, what's going on, brothers?
Oh, not too much in all this program. It's the first day of the working week, you know. The world calls it Sunday, but we know it's the first day of the week, and we've just been busy on the land and just putting our hand to the plow and getting things done and taken care of.
I heard it's been getting hot around there in your area there.
Oh, off and on. It's been a lot cooler now, but yeah, they've been messing with this weather too, haven't they?
I mean, hot spiritually.
Oh yeah, yes sir.
Things are kind of hopping down there, aren't they?
Amen.
It's always nice to know you're being noted.
I think it's really indicative that you folks are moving into something there, because you know, when you get the community around you a little bit upset at you because you're telling the truth. I mean, if it's for the cause of Jesus Christ and telling the truth, then that means good things are coming.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And it's anytime you're starting to hit the devil, he's not going to lay down. Just take it, you know.
That's right.
He knows he's got but a short time.
Absolutely. But
yeah, amen.
When you move in, see, he's had territory for so long, you know, in all over the world in different areas. And when God puts his people in action and they start taking back from the devil what is rightfully God's.
Amen.
Yes,
then that's when things start getting a little hot. And you see what you got. You got a problem of spiritual forces in high places starting to get upset, because just like in God's rank and order, the devil has rank and order also.
Sure.
And so what happens is that there's heads on the line here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some axing of heads by the devil for allowing God's truth to be told.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And they don't like that. They don't like the fact that they're going to be in trouble.
No, they should have picked the right side.
That's right.
Amen,
brother.
You know, it's truly amazing right here. If I could just give you a little backdrop on the kind of things that goes on. This county is, like, you know, you probably already know, it's inundated, like everywhere else in this country. It's inundated with Freemasons.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere that I know of.
We've got two witchcraft cults, pagan witchcraft cults, that are probably living all within 10-mile range in two directions of us.
And
you know, the amazing thing is you know, we got a little letter written about us about concerned citizens last week.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. And, you know, in the same paper, you know, the same, and they basically just, you know, trying to impugn the character of a sister whose character is impeccable. But the devil will try to do anything he can, and, you know, and he always uses fear.
Right.
And
that's,
you know,
right, brother.
He says that people all their lives were subject to bondage through fear.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the most powerful spirits. I mean, it don't matter what you do in life trying to serve God. If anything goes wrong, the first thing that shows up is fear.
Yep.
You know, and he's always there to make a big impression. He doesn't come in and say, hey, you know, guess what, I'm here. He comes blasting in, you know. And but this, you know, this same newspaper here wrote an article a couple of years ago called Who Are the Moon Worshippers of Macon County? Okay. And now, in the course of this article, they interviewed one man who was willing to freely discuss anything, except they never did discuss their rituals or what they really do under the oak trees at night at certain phases of the moon. Of course, they can't, you know, openly discuss that in a county that's that has a Church of Christ and Missionary Baptist stronghold. What they did was they had also had a woman who was did not wish to be identified in the article, and they just basically gave them glowing reviews, and there wasn't any outcry, any fear, or any suspicion that, you know, maybe these moon worshipers, this woman, you know, who could she be? Could she be in charge of the daycare center here in town? Could she be the sheriff's wife? Could she be a missionary Baptist preacher's wife? You know, but there was never this outcry. And the reason there wasn't any outcry is because the world really loves its own.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
It sure does. And what's amazing, too, is the other local paper here in this town, the competitor, they list 75, what they would call established churches, in one page of their front page, or in their front section. And what amazes me is the density and the reception there's allowed to be these people that call themselves. Now, mind you, they call themselves Christian. They'll raise their hand and tell you willingly, yeah, I'm a Christian, but how Satan can just move in and bring these secret organizations, like we heard, the Masons are just wild here. They're just filling the Missionary Baptist Church here, and just allowed to continue prospering when the voice of truth rises up, and they can't see that look, you know, these people have got to be telling the truth. There's something got to be different, because they're the only one getting persecuted. And when Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men shall persecute and revile against you," you know, it is amazing. It really is an amazing thing. Yes, sir.
I suppose I don't have to tell you brothers, but you know, it's really impossible to be a Christian and to be a Mason at the same time.
Yes, sir.
You cannot serve two masters.
No, you cannot.
And it is clear. It is clear, and this is absolutely provable to anybody who wants to know, that Masonry does not serve the God of the Bible.
No, sir.
It serves the God of this world.
That's the truth.
And they perform allegiances even upon the first degree of Masonry. If even upon the apprentice degree, there are allegiances given to things that even though they don't understand it's Satan, they're performing allegiances to that other than God.
Mm-hmm.
So for a Christian to innocently slip into Masonry and say, "Well, I was fooled," is baloney.
Yeah.
Because God says, "Take no vows."
Hey, yeah.
It's in His Word, and they've already taken vows to something they don't even know what they're doing.
Sure.
They've already disobeyed God.
Yes.
And so, you know, later on, then they get a clue that, you know, hey, this isn't the God of the Bible, you know. But when they're laying down in coffins and being raised from the dead as such, out of coffins, and these occultic ceremonies, and they think and they think that this is the God of the Bible,
yes,
that's
sir.
Baloney. You know, these people know. So there is no innocent Christians in Masonry. I don't believe it's a case. So there's only one thing that's a possibility here, and that's that these missionary Baptist preachers you're talking about, who are 32nd degree Masons, who are in Masonry, are there for one reason, and that's to subvert the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's the only reason they're there. They are not to preach the truth.
Amen. Well, they themselves are subverted, so they're just going
yes.
to reproduce after their kind.
Yes, but they are actively. I mean,
yes.
I believe they're willingly. It's not an innocent thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We know of a person who went to the first degree, and he sensed that something was wrong. with it, with the whole thing, something evil, you know. And he never went beyond that, from what I understand.
Well, God got a grip on his heart, apparently.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, you basically have to, I mean, I don't know how you can be saved and walk into a Masonic initiation and, you know, and they ask you why you're there and you're saying you're lost, you're in darkness, and you need greater light. If you got the greatest light in you, which is Jesus Christ, the light of this world that lighteth every man that cometh into the world, then where do you need to seek any further light than that? I mean, that's just basically denying your faith and blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah,
yes, sir.
Couldn't be any better said than that.
Yes, sir.
Albert Pike also, he said in his writings that Lucifer is the god of Freemasonry, and he was recognized leader of Freemasonry up until, I guess he was around the Johnson era.
Yeah.
So, there's no doubt as to who the god of Freemasonry is.
Yeah, so you have quite a thing going there. So you have, basically Masonry is Satanism. I mean, it just boils down to that.
It's organized witchcraft.
Yeah, and so you've got these Satanists running the churches over there is what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really want to get down to the truth, this is what it goes to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, I mean, you can, people can dance around all they want, but that's what it really is, and that's how God sees it.
That's so true. And see the, what a lot of folk don't know, you've heard this phrase, there's more than one way to God. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Sure.
Sure. And the where that phrase comes from is Freemasonry. That phrase comes from Freemasonry because there are two ways in which you can get to direct communion with the great architect of the universe and all of this baloney, and that is you can go the secular way or you can go the more religious or superstitious way. And that is why you see this common theme of obelisks, shafts of Baal, either being on the top of churches or on the top of courthouses.
Yeah, you bet.
There's more than one way to God. Yeah. And you can get the same degrees no matter which way you go.
And
you're just approaching it at a different way.
And the Mormon Church has the biggest obelisks of all.
Sure. Joseph Smith was a practicing Freemason.
Oh, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, when he was so-called martyred, uh-huh, while he was shooting his way out of jail, killing no less than three people.
Yes.
While he was being martyred, of course.
Right.
He was in jail because he burned a newspaper to the ground because they printed defamatory statements about him.
Yep.
Because the man had a rival in the Illinois Masonry structure there, and he was basically trying to take over the whole state.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so some defamatory things were printed about him in a newspaper. So in retaliation, he burned a newspaper to the ground. Him and his brother Hiram were jailed.
Uh huh.
But
you have Masonry and Mormonism are just hand in hand.
Sure.
And for those who have spilled the beans on what the Mormon temples are like. There's
That's
a
right.
lot of Masonry symbols and things inside those temples.
Yeah, well, many of the rituals are Masonic.
Are Masonic, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe, I read a book one time, I think it was by Ed Decker and Dave Hunt, and I think they talked into great length about Freemasonry.
Yeah,
I can't remember the title of it, but...
Yes, sir.
So there's your stranglehold over your area right there. That's your stronghold that needs to be torn down. The power of that thing.
Amen.
And it's like you said, it's all the way through this country. I don't care where I've been. I've been all over this country, and that same stronghold is everywhere.
Yes, sir.
It's think about it. The United States government was founded by Masons.
Yes, it was.
The Constitution was written by Masons.
Yes, sir.
Everything that we have, that we know, that we were taught to honor in this country, were founded by Masons, practically. And we were taught as children to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, which was Masonic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we were as youth, as in public school, going through Masonic ceremonies by every day by pledging allegiance to that flag.
Yeah, that's right.
You see what a stronghold that is?
Yes, it is.
And that has to be torn down.
Well, yeah, and it's everywhere, too. Yeah. I mean, it's just like you said, it's not in Washington, D.C. It's not just at the dog pound here in Tennessee. It's everywhere. Our whole college setup, where you get your associates, which is equivalent to apprentice, and bachelor's, and master's, and doctorate, and you see these degrees. They keep going on. You go in, I worked for General Motors for 17, 18 years, and even there in the skilled trades, I mean, you're basically being initiated into a Masonic-like structure.
Right.
You're an apprentice, you're a journeyman,
right,
a traveling man, and then you're a master, you know?
You're right.
Yes, sir.
I hold a master electrician certificate from the state.
Oh.
I say, well, they don't know me very well.
But, well, what I'm saying is that the way they've designed things to go is to get our mindset into this Luciferian doctrine.
Yes.
Sure.
I know. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they use another angle, too, and they use this one all the time, everywhere, of course, that they project themselves as doing good for people. And they have the fundraisers. You'll see them standing out at the four-way signs taking donations to give to a charity. And because they present themselves this way as something good, people never question. And if you actually try to show them that what they're doing is evil and wrong, you're the one that gets mocked and you're the one that gets scorned for trying to expose the truth. Because anytime anybody perceives something, what they perceive as good, and some other organization or some other group of people is doing that good, that's accepted in their belief, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see all the top citizens, say, of like this city here. You have the postmaster, in fact, he was the former postmaster, and who knows who else is in the Order of the Lodge right now.
Right.
But they see these top citizens, so this has to be good. You know, it's just just a men's group. They just gather together. It's just the boys having a good old time, and that's all it'll ever be to them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's how anyone who's not in the club views it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're just harmless.
And that's why it's sometimes so. Unless God gives somebody some understanding, or Jesus opens somebody's understanding, they'll just denounce you as a heretic and crazy.
Yeah, how dare you come against our culture, you know?
Yes, sir.
What we know is right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Married with Children is coming on at 8 o'clock, and if I have to deal with the truth, I might be so upset that I might miss my show tonight, you know?
Yeah, they can watch Married with Children and then read the NIV Bible, all published by the same man.
Sure.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Would that be Rupert, right?
Yeah, Rupert, yeah. Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, that was a good post.
You bet. Well, that's the truth.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Oh, my, isn't it something?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we're just so crazy that people just cannot. I mean, this is just absolute insanity to most people, what we're talking about now. Because it's so far out of anything they've come to know in life, you know. I mean, everything they've known, and of course we know that, you know, that everything that we knew, you know, has changed. It was upside down. It was taught to us wrong by our parents, and
right.
It was taught to us wrong by our society and public school and all around us. You know, they were all in deception when the day we were born. This world was in deception. So, you know, it continues that way until God opens up our eyes. And it takes God. There's no other way that you can get through this without the Lord's light come upon you.
Amen.
That's the truth.
You can't.
Yes,
I mean, people cannot see this. There's blinders that are put on people's eyes, and until the blinders are taken off, you can't. You cannot come into the things of God.
That's right.
That's right.
We cannot do this on our own.
Amen.
If we could, it would be we wouldn't need God.
That's the truth. And unless God initiates that sequence of events for you to be able to see, you're just, like you said, you're just going to continue on being blind.
You bet.
You know, and you'll be justified, and that'll be your life, you know, and however long that's going to last.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hear you guys are talking about putting together a little radio station.
Yeah.
Maybe like this one, or a little different, maybe. But I'll tell you what, you guys are good. You guys are all right. So you know, I'm excited about it. I think it'd be really neat.
Yeah. I don't really know too much on the technical end. So only thing I've ever been able to do is, you know, just basically talk.
Yeah.
Well, listen and talk, you know.
Uh-huh.
Brother Shane, he's the technical, him and Pastor are the technical gurus. Now, Brother Doug, he's quite adept on some of that stuff, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just all join together and
I might have to move down there with you folks.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I'll bring the radio station with me. That way you don't have to buy nothing.
Amen. Yeah. We already have a turnkey operation.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I've thought of it. You know, I've lived communally, before for 14 years, and of course, what I was into was not the truth in a lot of ways. But it kind of went sour. But I've always wanted to live in a farm type of a situation, like you guys have. You know, where you're growing your own food, you're not feeding off of this society and what they're giving us.
Yes, sir.
You know, this stuff that they call food that's in the supermarkets, it's not food. You know, and all this, you guys are working around that whole thing, and I just think I think it's the will of God. I mean, it's just no other way around it. I mean, if you're gonna really believe in God, then you know, there's things that need to be done, and you guys are doing it. I really think it's cool.
Well, what we stress as much is that not necessarily it's for everybody to necessarily just dive in and jump into a situation like this, because and then some people have had experiences like you may have had a bad experience,
yeah,
or not so fruitful experience.
Yeah.
And then they're kind of wary about committing to something like this again. But
right.
One thing the Bible does tell us is that they that believe were together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sure.
And what that means is that they all lived close enough, like the Book of Acts says, that they could go from house to house.
Sure.
They could break bread and have fellowship and prayers.
They
had favor with God and with man, and we see that happening. And so yeah, I think that Brother Pilgrim, that just the times that we're living in itself is going to be bringing God's elect from the four winds and get them gathered back together.
Yeah.
To await and meet Him at His coming.
Uh huh.
And praise the Lord.
Yes,
sir. I believe it. I mean, I for the last couple of years I've been doing Remnant Radio. I've been seeing, you know, His remnant people getting together, where God's making them known to one another, where they weren't previously, from all parts of the world that they never knew existed. I mean, He's causing a communication to take place to some degree that wasn't there before.
Amen.
And I think you're right. I think He's gonna create a unity amongst His remnant people that are, where they're going to be a cord that cannot be broken.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're not going to be just separate entities out here all the time, like it has been, actually, for a long time. And I just haven't found anybody to work with. You know, it's just, well, you know how it is. You, you believe these what we believe, and God's brought you in the truth, and you find only a man every once in a while who even understands or has a clue where you're at.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it's just not that often that anyone can even agree with you on anything, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. You know.
Very true.
And if there's no agreement, you know, how can there be unity?
Well, two cannot walk together except they be agreed.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, well, again, too, you have everybody in this, of course, they call this a Christian nation, as we've
yeah.
told.
Oh.
Of course, we all know this pagan Christianity.
Yeah.
But the confusion also presents itself when you have this group over here calling themselves Christians and they allow homosexuality to go on.
Oh, sure.
They actually condone it. And then you have another group that call themselves Christians, and they worship idols.
Openly, yeah.
And teach others to do to it, and so you have all these aspects, and then if you have somebody that's just God's just drawn somebody just received Jesus Christ,
yeah.
And the next thing, they have all this confusion. The devil's going to send all
yeah.
this confusion at them, because all the time their mind has been molded. Well, these people say they're Christians,
yeah.
And these people say they're Christians, and the true God, Word of God, has been so perverted that their mind is already wandering to a state of confusion.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Are you aware of what's going on with Hagee and Koofy?
No, sir. I sure.
Oh,
you
know who John Hagee is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, he's formed this organization called Koofy, which is Christians United for Israel.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh,
boy, yeah. And this, he's tried for a lot of years to get this thing going. Well, it wasn't only until this last year that he finally got this thing off, okay? And he's got like 400-some churches behind, and he's held these conferences. And they're huge conferences. And, I mean, I'm talking about big people show up. World leaders show up to these things, these Koofy conferences, okay? And they're on and on and on about accepting the Jews into our faith, is how he puts it, and you know that we ought to be standing behind the Jews 100% because they are the chosen people and all this.
Oh,
here's the deal. That's bad enough, but here's what's the real kicker. In the Koofy conferences, Hagee has made a policy that no one is to preach Jesus Christ in these conferences.
Mm. Boy, we know what devil's working on.
Because they do not want the Jews offended. And they've come out. Now, Pat Robertson, Hagee, Robertson, I think Crouch, I think a lot of these people have come right out with statements, and Graham believes this too now, Billy Graham. Come out and said that the Jews do not need Jesus Christ. They are the chosen people of God, and God will hold them to Himself. And so there's no need for Jesus Christ, in their opinion.
Yeah.
In other words, they've just made two plans of salvation here.
Well, it's dispensational salvation.
Exactly. But to me, that throws out the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. It's just you just flushed it right down the toilet.
Well, yeah,
and that's what they've done. That's what Hagee's done, and all these people that are in this thing, this dispensationalism, they've just flushed Jesus Christ and His work on the cross right down the toilet. Because because if there's a people that don't need it, you know, then
maybe I don't need it too.
Right.
That's exactly what they're preaching.
Yeah.
That is a doctrine of a devil.
Oh, absolutely, it's a doctrine of devils. But this is what's going on in today's age, and they're calling that Christianity.
Sure.
You see? So, it's like you said, it's no wonder people are confused.
Well, my question is they just that got done having, didn't they just get done having some sodomite parade over there in, it was either Jerusalem or Tel Aviv or something like that?
I'm not sure I know about that one. I may have heard about it. I didn't pay attention to it or something.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I somebody had told me they just got done having one of those over there, and you know, well, you know, I've noticed a lot of these talk show hosts, well, particular Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy's been on the air, and I mean, it's just like every time you turn on the radio, he's interviewing some rabbi or some IDF guy or... you know, he's just gone crazy over this Israel thing, and of course, you know, Liddy just got into being a Mason in the last couple of years, a master Mason. He himself talks about that on.
Oh, really? He talks about it, doesn't
he? Oh, yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, he calls certain people brother when they call in, and believe me, those people always get in. You know, there might be a million people trying to call that talk show, but this one guy in Texas is always on the line.
Oh my. You know? He's mystery school, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's what it is, and see, what I believe, part of what I think is happening is Satan is trying. You know, he's always tried to be God, and he's always trying to mimic God. And any time he can cause people to walk in any kind of disobedience, he is sitting right there in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God when people obey.
Yeah.
What he is leading and guiding people to do.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that that's the part with I think you called him the Yahwehist, the sacred name.
Yeah, the Yahwehist.
Messianic movement.
Yeah.
Now, I know, no doubt, there are many sincere people that just love God, want to do right,
mm-hmm.
you know. They want to keep God's commandments and stuff like that. And they fed up with this pagan churchianity out there. So they jump from one place to another.
To another, yeah.
And again, like you said, they don't know that there's things like the Kabbalah that's made inroads into these things, and they have no idea of this, you know. So they're really getting in. And then not only that, they're going to end up losing their faith over it. And
sure.
I think that the Spirit is moving us back to where basically you're trying to set things up where people who are really Edomites aren't even Jews are the ones that are being paid homage to in a land that has no New Testament validation whatsoever.
Right.
The scripture says it's Sodom and Egypt where our Lord was also crucified.
Yes.
And there's no other way. There's only one way for a man to come to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And the bottom line is that no matter which way you try to make it, it's just not going to work. You know, it's not going to fly with God.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And you'll find, too, I mean, the pattern's still there, and the evidence and the events are still there. If you look at the scribes and the Pharisees, they did the same thing. They went through the whole time Jesus walked on this earth, they sought to discredit him. And when they couldn't discredit him, they had to go and kill him. I mean, so that even then they were always trying to remove Jesus, remove his name, because they knew that they were fearful they would take away his place in his nation. So, I mean, it's just been from, and it's no surprising now that John Hagee and their group is doing the same thing. And because with Jesus out of the way, they can just run full tilt and do what they're going to do.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what's happening today. Is man is afraid because that Jesus Christ is coming, and he's going to take away their place in their nation.
Yeah.
And they know it's going to happen, and that's why the Spirit is resisting it so hard because it is coming down to an end, and the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ.
You bet.
Amen.
Yeah, they know it. They know it, but they're still just as in Jesus' day going to try to put a stop to it.
Yeah, Caiaphas knew who Jesus was. It still didn't keep him from turning him over to death.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Now the other side never learns.
No, sir.
Do they?
Even though it's been written and been told.
Yep.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
The devil still thinks he's going to win this battle. He still thinks it. He still doesn't believe that he's going to be in an ultimately bad place. He just doesn't believe it.
Nope.
He still thinks he's going to win against God.
Sure he does. He ain't got no other choice.
No, sir.
Yeah, I guess so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And have you ever noticed that these Edomites, as you talk about them, how they also know they have an innate nature in them where they know that this life is all there is.
Boy.
Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed, like, Star Trek, for example, like Spock? You know, he puts up that little hand sign he does.
Sure.
Right.
Live long and prosper.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because that's all they've got is long life. That is all they have.
Yep. And actually, they borrowed that from a Levite sign.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
The high priest would make, I believe, on the Day of Atonement.
Oh.
The way they hold their hands a
yes.
certain way. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what did the symbol mean originally? Do you know? Is that what it meant? Live long and prosper? Or does it mean...
I think it was a form of blessing the nation.
Blessing the nation, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't be sure of it, but I've seen that. I have seen that hand sign in books where the high priest was holding up his hands.
Oh, really? See, I didn't know that. I knew it had to have been, because otherwise they wouldn't have, you know, they're always repeating, they're always bringing the stuff out of the past. You know, these symbols, anytime that you see them used by the rich and elite or in Hollywood or wherever, they're brought out of the past from somewhere. You know, these aren't just things they make up.
No.
So I knew it had to be, I've yet to run across the history of it, and I'm glad you told me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing. When you, the deeper you dig into this stuff and realize what they're doing and how they're duping the masses,
mm-hmm.
it just gets it further just drives you into Jesus. I mean, it's just
yes,
further
sir.
And further into Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To realize how this ancient conspiracy has propagated, you know, and how much of a war we're really in. I mean. You know, there are times when it's quiet and it doesn't seem like we're in a war anymore, but we're always in the. This is a huge war.
Yes, sir.
You know, huge.
Pastor Dow has the saying, you may have stopped doing something about the devil, but he has not stopped doing something about you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And he's working on every one of us.
Yeah. He's trying.
Yes, sir.
But. For his remnant, for those that God has called for his purposes, just like Jesus, the devil can't win. There's no way. He's not going to be allowed to.
No.
You know, it's not because of anything that we're doing. It's because of what God's seal that he's set upon his.
Yes, sir. Well, God's going to kindle a fire right in the midst of them.
Yeah.
You know, betrayal runs both directions.
Yes, sir.
mm-hmm.
And I think that he's going to get left high and dry at the same time. That they're all going to be destroyed together, but they're going to leave him high and dry.
Can you imagine what it would be like in hell? I mean, people all have their own... You know, vision of, you know, is it a burning place? Is it a cold place?
Sure.
Just imagine this. Imagine millions, if not billions, well, I'm sure it's billions, maybe even more than that, of beings all dedicated to one thing, getting to the top.
Yeah.
Boy.
All of them struggling and pushing down everyone that they possibly can to get on the top of everybody else.
Mm.
Can you imagine that struggle?
Mm. Sounds like it's already going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. But, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, oh, talk it. Wailing and gnashing of teeth.
That's the horrible thought, because I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't think, you know, I mean, men, you know, all men are wicked, and they need Jesus. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's just horrible to think about the multitudes of people that are going to end up there, and I really don't want any part of it.
Oh.
I really don't. And so I'm just going to keep myself in the love of God.
You bet.
And hopefully somebody will hear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it. You know, I mean, we're here for that reason.
Yes, sir.
You know, otherwise, God would just take us if we didn't have something, you know, some purpose here. And
sure.
So, and our purpose is for that, to find others of His seed, of, you know, of His remnant people to bring into the light.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, that's what we're here for.
Even Elijah one time thought he was the only one left, and of course, you know, God told him he got a remnant reserve. He got 7,000. They bought, you know,
that's right.
Baal, and,
that's right.
And he's going to have the same thing in this time.
Oop, you bet.
Yes,
hey,
sir, absolutely.
That's
the
truth.
Whole testimony and the witness of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, Satan's of course going to try to cause all to worship him, and it just ain't going to happen.
No.
You know, God's word is true, and God's word is it. That's just all there is to it.
See, God has to have a people that will stand as a witness against the devil, against all of his dirty deeds, and his wickedness, and against all those things, because you see, the devil thinks he's right. He's deceived billions into thinking he's right, and God has to have a witness against all of that.
Yes,
and be a witness against their misdeeds, against those things that are wicked.
That's true.
And when it comes to the great judgment, you see, we and all those that have gone before us that were on the Lord's army will be a witness against the darkness.
Yes, sir.
In that great judgment. We will be witnesses in court.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We are called to be here to witness these acts, these things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As well as finding his other people. I mean,
that's right.
But we're a witness against the darkness, but we're also a witness for the light.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And that's our two main primary jobs that we do.
Bearing a witness.
No, we're witnesses.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Both ways, and one of them, our primary witness, is yet to come. It's going to be, like I say, we're going to be in the court, in the great court, as witnesses.
Yes, sir.
We will
sure.
be. We're going to be called. We're going to be called by the great judge. As that's going to be quite a court scene, will it not?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And that's a promise that's been given to God's remnant and God's people, is that they will judge angels.
Yes, sir.
And if we're going to be judging angels, then how much more the things that pertain to this life?
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we can judge these things.
Absolutely.
Amen. And there's no one else better qualified to judge those things.
Sure.
Amen.
Yes, well, we're judges because of His Holy Spirit. See, it allows us to know right from wrong.
Hallelujah. That's true.
And
amen.
More so than any judge that holds this earthly positions down here. You know, I mean, the government puts these judges in power, and they're wicked and corrupt, and and if they know what's right or wrong, they don't even act that way. You know, they do what's evil and wrong, and they know so. You know,
that's right.
And but God has called us to be judges, righteously.
Righteous, amen.
And but He's given us more than our own power. He's given us the Holy Spirit,
amen.
In order to use as the tool.
That's right.
To divide the dividing sword of the Spirit, to divide that between evil and good, between wickedness and righteousness.
Amen.
Absolutely.
God doesn't have much taste for anything that's in between.
No.
No.
He likes it hot or cold.
I found that out, brother.
Amen.
I found that out to be true.
Yes, sir.
All I got to do is read the Bible anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Wow, that's interesting about this John Hagee, boy.
I tell you what, it's got me just pumping.
These people are frauds, and they always have been frauds. And I mean, you look at Jerry Falwell about 10, 15,
wait a minute,
15
that's not,
years.
That's not his name, is it?
Huh?
Isn't it Falswell?
I don't know.
False well of living
false
water?
False well. I like that. That's a good one. Yeah. I'll have to remember that one. Like the church not of Christ.
Yeah, the church.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Jerry Faltzwell, he actually went down to, I can't remember whether it was Bolivia or whatever, and he was paid like $25,000 one time to be a keynote speaker. Now, this is while he was the president of the Moral Majority and all that. Though that's actually a lie, because there never has been a moral majority
no,
in the world in any given time.
Absolutely.
Sure. And so he was paid a great sum of money to go down and be a keynote speaker at the Reverend Sun Young Moon Convention down there.
Yes.
They all got their ties, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're not. They've always been false. RW has always been a shambok.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, Clefro Dollar is always... That's his last name. It's real good.
Yes, sir. Hey, but you know what the real problem today is that's going on in the world, Pilgrim?
Well, I know you have a certain thing in mind, and I could probably...
Exactly. Yeah,
so go ahead, brother. Tell me.
Exactly. What it is God has a controversy with his people.
Oh.
Oh, boy, yeah.
The problem is his people. The people are in iniquity. They're in transgression against him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Amen. And it's the same thing that, you know, judgment must first begin at the house of God.
Absolutely, brother. That's the word of God.
And, you know, if the people, you know, or like up here in this little small town, there must be at least 150 church buildings up here.
Yeah.
You would think that with a town that may be topping 20,000 people, you would think that with 20,000 people, 150 churches, you would think that this place would be a Bible belt, a state of holiness.
Oh, you'd think so.
But this place is so corrupt and so wicked.
Yes, sir.
And it's because all the people that are pretending, the closet Christians, all the Christians, you know, the devils in the pulpits who are 32nd degree Mason swearing oaths to Satan, and it just goes on and on.
Right.
Amen.
And they're perceived as men of God.
Yes, sir.
By these blind sheep.
You know, Isaiah said that all the watchmen are blind.
Yeah.
They're dumb dogs.
Dumb dogs.
Yes.
Loving to slumber, loving to sleep, can't even bark.
Amen.
Sure.
Peter, that's what we got going on today. You know, but what else do the people have to go forth with? Because the real true church, just like you know just what I do, is marginalized. We're kind of like almost underground nowadays because...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The first thing that people see, and Satan has flooded the market with all this hypocritical religion, TBN and all the rest of the sort of people, if they want to come to Jesus Christ, the first thing they get is these wicked churches on every corner of the street.
Pimps. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And then they cut on the TV, they get flooded even more, and so then by the time you start trying to tell somebody the truth out there, they'll believe the lie for so long that the lie has become the truth to them, rather than and then they look at you cross-eyed and think that you're some alien or something from out of this world.
That's
because
it.
You tell them the truth.
That's
yes,
it.
Sir.
Amen.
Well, they just go into shutdown. They don't even know how to deal with it. They don't. They just, you know, it's just total beyond. You know, it's just they don't know how. So all they do is they run. Usually they just run and scatter because they just don't know how to deal with it.
You know, it's the word
yes,
of God that says that my spirit shall not always strive with man.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And everybody's waiting for this great Holy Spirit move to be poured out on in the last day.
Mm.
You know,
Joel said that when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came, Peter bare witness that that God's Holy Spirit been here for some time.
That's right.
Sure did.
Amen. And they're waiting for this great big old gigantic move and revival, but when I go read the book of Revelations, I don't see it.
No, sir.
No.
And no, sir.
No, that's right. No, sir. That's right. Yeah.
And the men shall wax worse and worse.
What we see is that the deception will become so great that even the very elect, that means just a few people, even the very elect would be deceived had it not been, you know, God reached down and saved them.
Yes,
brother,
sir.
That's the word of God.
That's what we read. It isn't no great revival.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And And it's there's all the devil's always working. He's even working on the very elect, and he's going and that's his goal, is to try to find a way to deceive them too.
Yes, sir.
He wants a hold of them too.
I bet it's dark, very dark out there in that area where you're at.
Well, brother, I don't know. There's darkness all over, and I, you know, well, here's what I think. There are certain geographical locations in the planet that the mystery schools, the Illuminati, has set up camp, okay, as their centers, as their places to work out of.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Las Vegas is the capital city for the Illuminati.
Wow.
So if you want to look at it that way, I guess yes, we are probably in the very darkest of places in the planet. It is no wonder that we have a pyramid sitting down here on the Las Vegas Strip that has a light beam of a million watts of power that shines straight up into the heavens.
Wow.
That is the eye of Horus, of course.
Sure.
There's no wonder we have that thing sitting down there. There's no wonder that we have a 1,150-foot tower, which was planned to be, but they wouldn't let them build it. It was planned to be the largest structure on the North American continent, but they couldn't get away with it. They had to tone it down a little bit. So it's now stands at 1,150 feet, which makes it, I believe, the tallest building west of the Rockies or on the West Coast. And they call that the Stratosphere Tower. And this thing is shaped just exactly like a phallus, like a man's penis.
Wow, I was just getting ready to say that before you said that.
Now you wouldn't, people wouldn't believe it, but the first thing that they did with this phallus that they built there on the strip is they put an amusement ride called the Big Shot on the top of it. And the Big Shot is a 200-foot tower that extends above the top of this phallus.
Oh, boy.
And it takes a whole bunch of people in seats, and it shoots them up, straight up this tower, at several G's.
My.
And then it gets all the way to the top, and then it free falls back down, okay? Now, what this is, it is a symbol
of
the Illuminati to show that this is the fertilization of the planet. This is the ejecta coming out of the phallus, that they are fertilizing the whole earth, you see? And and people go for this on an amusement ride, not even knowing that they're being used as symbols of Satan's seed in the earth. Can you believe that?
Hey, do you have a picture of that?
Oh yes, it's on the internet all over. I'm sure I can find a link and get it to you.
Please, you know, the other day I was talking to some people up here, and I guess you can deem it and term it as end time talk.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking end times, and don't you know that they didn't have the most remotest idea of what we were talking about?
Oh no,
they never even heard of the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers,
right,
the Bilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bone.
Yeah.
What can you do with somebody who has a misinformed mind? What are you doing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And those are just front organizations for the real power behind this thing.
Right.
Those are just organizations that are easy to scope out and check out.
They're the insulators for the real ones.
Yeah.
The real ones that are really doing all the damage.
But yet people won't even go that far to see that, you know. Let alone come into the really deep mysteries. You know, they won't. That's just surface stuff for those of us who've been in this for a while. to understand these things.
Well, one of the most popular songs back in the the 70s was "Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies."
Yeah, I remember that song. was that Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, I think it was Fleetwood Mac.
And the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac was
Stevie Nicks,
who is a Satanist.
Yep.
Documented. Out of her own words, out of her own witnesses, she is a Satanist. She is an Aleister Crowleyite.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yes.
I didn't think she studied under Antoine LaVey. I'm not sure, but I do know she had ties to Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, almost all the rock and roll stars did.
You know, if you even mention some of these names to people today, they still don't even know. You know, that's one reason why the church, or the majority of people, are in this passive, lethargic, placebo state of a mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they don't even know their enemy.
No, they have
they
no clue. They don't even know. Some of them don't even believe an enemy exists.
Oh,
Brother Doug said they don't want to know.
The common New Age thought is the enemy is within. The enemy is only us. It's not an external force.
Oh, yeah.
That we're our own enemy, and that to come into the light, then all we need to do is just change our mind.
Yeah, New Age philosophy.
That's humanism. It's Gnostic gospel is what it is.
So that basically what you're saying is that you'll either come to harmonic convergence or you'll be cleansed off the earth.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What did you say, Brother Doug?
Oh, I just saying they don't want to know. I mean, men are willingly ignorant. They don't want to know the truth. They just try and tell somebody what's actually going on.
Right.
I mean, you take the simple things. First, you try to tell them about Jesus, and they look at you like crazy, and they say, I'll try something a little bit more up their alley. Like, you tell them, like, about 911 or all the other stuff that's going on. And even, of course, then you're labeled a conspiracy theorist and also a Christian zealot, so now you got all kinds of stuff working at you. The man is just don't stop. It is just amazing. It really is.
Hey, Pilgrim, you know that skit that you have on you.
Oh, yeah, the Santa Claus, the Christmas thing, you mean?
Yeah, sir. I played that for someone the other day.
Yeah.
And of course, we get a lot of people play. But boy, I tell you what, if I did not, I know I discerned right, but it seems like that they were upset. I mean, that was one of the best ones I've heard yet.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's been out for two. This is the second Christmas season that one's been playing.
Wow! Hey, it's really getting a lot of hits on our website.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's that was done by a man by the name of James Lloyd.
Okay.
And
okay.
James Lloyd runs a ministry called Christian Media.
Yeah.
And he has
Apocalypse Chronicle.
Exactly. That's the man. He's the one that did that.
Yeah, I've heard him.
Along with Susan, his assistant there, I think was the female voice in there.
Hey, do you have any when we heard that, some of the sisters around here said, we ought to write up some stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. You know, do you want to see? He hasn't done one about Easter yet.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask you.
But, sure, these things are good.
Well, they're very powerful messages. Of course, to people like us, you know, they hit kind of elementary, but they're very powerful to those who don't know.
Yeah, and when you make it, you can make a powerful message even in a comedy skit.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
And that's what makes this so dangerous to people, because it's in a comedy form.
Oh, yeah.
You see, if you were to come about preaching the same thing in a stern preacher voice, you know, people pass that off. But when you make a comedy skit off of it, you know, and they say, oh, they're making fun of us. You know,
Pilgrim, that's exactly the way a lot of people got drunk to begin with in this country.
Yeah.
Back in the late 60s and early 70s, they were trying to push an agenda. People were fearful. They put up their guard, you know. Do you know where the children are and all that kind of stuff? And so in order to bring this homosexual agenda into this country and get it accepted by the people, you had to get them to laugh at something that they detested and greatly feared.
If
you can get people to laugh at something, it isn't so frightening after all.
Yes.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the same way music. You know, music has a way to minister that no other way can too. You know,
hallelujah.
These are all methods. So that are valid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for it. If you brothers can come up with a comedy skit for Easter, man, it'd be great.
Yes, sir.
We need to work on something. We really do need to work on something.
And I know James Lloyd. I,